Leith Festival Podcast Network, hosting a range of shows from food and drink, healthy living, music, and so much more. Supported by the Cora Foundation Enabling Neighbourhoods and Communities Grant, the Cora Foundation helps improve the lives of individuals and communities experiencing disadvantage all across Scotland and in developing countries. Hi everyone, I'm Carrie B and welcome to Love That Track. This is your brand new podcast focusing on great music and the reasons we love those songs. Welcome, welcome to the March 2022 Love That Track playlist. This month we're celebrating International Women's Day, and I thought I'd introduce you to some of my favourite Scottish women in music. International Women's Day is a global celebration of women's achievements, and it raises awareness against bias whilst promoting action for equality. Collectively we can all break the bias, and that is the theme for this year's events. I would love it if you would share this episode along with hashtag break the bias and help raise awareness not only of this year's campaign but also of the fabulous music that I'm about to share with you all. As always, there's a playlist to match each month's podcast episode, and you can find all the links that you need in the description and the show notes of each episode. Let's get stuck in. First up is Malca and Taking It Back from her 2022 LP I'm Not a Soldier. Scottish singer and multi-instrumentalist Mara is also the founder and director of Henhouse, an all-female songwriting collective which is based in Glasgow. Henhouse is a collaborative project and was a direct response of inequality within the music industry. So what better way to break the bias than by setting an example? This track is sparse and delicate throughout the intro and the verse, then it hits you with a proper power chorus, a perfect way to kickstart this playlist celebrating women. This track manages to be empowering and cool at the same time. It's not preachy, but just like the Henhouse project, it's leading by example. Check it out. Track number one is Malca, Taking It Back. Next up is Ruby and her track Fuse Again, which is on her second LP, Short Staffed at the Gene Pool. Firstly, what an amazing name for an album. Ruby is the moniker of Edinburgh-born Leslie Rankin, who at one time was releasing music with this fabulous noise band called Silverfish. And then she went on to become one of the most wonderful cross-genre artists and is the most influential musical artist of my early musical journey into the world of electronica, certainly. I studied her music whilst I was at college, trying to get a handle on the production techniques and her vocal delivery. The layered vocals and jazz-inspired trip-hop infused track, that's what invited me in. I think these are standout features alone in this song, but the instrumentation, the playing, it's all brilliant. Both of her albums are superb, and if you are not familiar with either, now is the time to investigate them further, I'd say. If this is a reminder for you of a wonderful artist that I don't think we hear enough about, then enjoy your trip down memory lane, people. That is Ruby and Fuse Again, track number two. Track number three is Inside Out by Jill Jackson. Paisley-born singer-songwriter Jill is, I would say, a principal voice amongst the UK Americana scene, and she continues to write and release honest and thoughtful records filled with hooky melodies that just stay with you long after you've stopped listening to the record. Jill is an artist that truly understands her craft, and she seems to be that dedicated follower of this, you know, Nashville style of songwriting where you're blending and mixing genres, creating your own sound, but still paying homage to classic songwriting techniques. And certainly, I think she does that. Holds up the influence of her own musical heroes, people like Emmylou Harris or Joni Mitchell. You can really hear those artists' influence in her music. This track is a wonderful ballad. The chorus is just simply addictive, I think. From the moment she hits the first note and the word daydreaming of the chorus, I am just locked in and singing along. By the end of the chorus, you know the chorus and you're just joining in, which is amazing. There's really no bad place to start with Jill Jackson's music, but I particularly love this self-titled LP. This is just one of many standout tracks on it for me. And Jill's voice is clear and it's direct and it's captivating throughout this track. She really is a storyteller and a superbly talented musician. And together, these two things make Jill an artist that is always evolving and continually intriguing. If you like this track, you're going to love the rest of her back catalogue. This is Inside Out by Jill Jackson. Number four on this month's playlist is a classic slice of Scottish electropop from the Eurythmics, and it is Here Comes the Rain Again. This really is a synthpop classic, and it uses weather as a metaphor for mood. It's got this melancholy lyric, and that is matched by the minor chords. And the intro riff is probably my earliest introduction to electronica. So Annie Lennox, queen amongst many marvellous Scottish women, hails from Aberdeen, so she's quite far north in her little island. She also campaigns for political and social equality, raising money and awareness for things like AIDS and HIV in a bid to battle its effects on women and children in Africa. And she founded a women's empowerment charity in 2008 called The Circle. Now, The Circle is a non-governmental organisation, an NGO, which brings global feminists together to fight for a fairer world for women and girls across the world. I think Annie Lennox is someone who has always worked to break the bias, and I'm sure she'll continue to inspire others to do so too. Eurythmics, Here Comes the Rain Again. Annie Lennox, one of my favourite Scottish voices. Number 5 in the March playlist is He Said, She Said by Churches, which is from their latest album released just last year. I was really late to the Churches party, but once I got there, I fell head over heels in love with this band. He Said, She Said was the first track to kind of come off this record. It was a kind of leading single, and it really set the tone for what was to come. Musically, lyrically, it resonates so loudly, this track, with so many women, particularly those in roles of the creative industries and in the public eye. These words and comments are incredibly damaging, but are often just glossed over, I think. In reality, it's really important that popular music reflects society, and this band are certainly holding a mirror up to some of the darker elements that we see and that we're all faced with while we're trying to navigate our way around this modern and increasingly digitised, hence somewhat mystifying world that we find ourselves living in. This track is filled with swelling guitars and searing synth sounds, and it's just topped off by the delightful Scottish tones of Lauren Maybury. Check out the lyrics. There's some really quite crass comments that a lot of us have to hear and manage within our daily lives. So it's a bit of an awareness track, but it's also a belter. Next up is my favourite Scottish band. And yes, I am sorry to all of my American friends and fans of the Wikipedia page for this band, but I'm pretty sure we claimed them. It's Garbage, and I've selected their track as Heaven Is Wide. Don't really know where to start with this one, to be honest with you. Shirley Manson is such a legend. And growing up, Garbage were, they were not just an important part of my musical education, but like so many other good bands, they had a huge impact on my political awareness and my understanding of the wider world. When I first started high school, I used to get a lift in from my friend's mum and dad. And occasionally her super cool big sister would drive us in instead. And this was when I first heard Garbage. My friend's big sister was a huge fan, and we used to arrive at school in her cool car, matched by this super cool human being and her amazing, equally cool musical tastes. And it would be blaring out the speakers. It would just announce an arrival, and that's the way to listen to Garbage music. Turn it up loud. It was lyrics and sounds that I'd just never heard before, and I was instantly hooked. They truly are a brilliant band. There's no way for me to pick a favourite Garbage song. I've really enjoyed, though, going down my little rabbit hole of re-listening to Garbage, and I just decided that I would go with As Heaven Is Wide. The back catalogue is amazing. This track is from their 1995 self-titled album, which makes this album nearly 27 years old, and that makes me feel a little bit old. But that's okay, because that leads us on to another one of my tracks. So I'm going to pop this next track in at number 7, purely because it also makes me feel a little bit old. Serpent Skirt by The Cocteau Twins, and they were formed in a small Scottish town called Grangemouth, which was really close to where I grew up, and I've always loved discovering amazing musicians on my doorstep. The Cocteau Twins are an ethereal kind of dream pop band, and they were one of the only local bands that I could read about in the major music press when I was growing up. They were releasing on 4AD, a record label that led me on to loads of other amazing musicians, people like Kristen Hirsch and Lisa Gerrard. And then later on, Simon Raymond from the Cocteau Twins founded Bella Union, which is one of my favourite labels today. They release music by people like Leila Moss and Pompoko. If you don't know Bella Union, check out Bella Union. They're fabulous. So this band really has been not just giving me their music, but also leading me on to a load of other amazing artists as well. It's like an education, the Cocteau Twins. This track has always reminded me of a Twin Peaks soundtrack. And for those of you who are already aware of my love of David Lynch, you'll understand the draw that this band had for me when listening to this track. It is music to get lost inside. And I think this song is a beautiful example of their commitment to making great music as it comes really towards the end of their career, which kind of spanned 79 to 98. One of the key things that I fell in love with this track is Elizabeth Fraser's vocal skills. She has an amazing range, and it is just simply stunning to sit back, close your eyes, and listen to her wonderful vocal. So that is Serpent Skirt by the Cocteau Twins at number 7. On to number 8 in the playlist, and we've got a relative newbie to the electropop scene in Scotland. The track is Grow Slow, and it is by one of my newest favourite artists, Pinlight. So I discovered this track on a playlist that my own band was featured on, and I always appreciate it when playlisters place one of our tracks on their lists, and I always make sure to take the time to listen to everything else that's on that track surrounding the one that we've been played on, even if it's just in the background whilst I'm working or cooking or something. So, you know, don't always notice who the artists are, but I do find a lot of good music that way. It's a great way to find new music. This track jumped out at me though. I had it on repeat so often that I ended up adding it to my own Obsessed playlist, which is a playlist I have reserved for songs that I just can't get enough of. So Pinlight is the solo project of Edinburgh-based multi-instrumentalist and super talented Jenny Laz, who I'd actually met in a few various guises. So when I realised this was her track, I was blown away. I had no idea this was the type of music that Jenny was putting out. It's the first track on her debut album of the same name, and this is just a standout chorus for me. I often find myself singing along the line, "I've been waiting, I've been waiting." You'll find yourself doing it too. But I just find myself singing it to myself whenever I am waiting. So if I'm in a traffic jam or at the supermarket, it's like having my own on-hold music, which, for this being such an amazing earworm, is perfect. So that is Pinlight's Grow Slow. The penultimate track in this month's playlist is My Lung by Joe Mango. Joe Mango is a Glasgow-based singer-songwriter and, again, a multi-instrumentalist. We have a lot of very talented women here in Scotland who I happily discovered as a support artist many years ago. This track, My Lung, is delicate and it's vulnerable, and Joe's voice is sublime as it carries her thoughtful melody and lyrics direct to your heart. She is a wonderful songwriter and is often collaborating and co-writing when she's not delivering and designing courses on the subject. It is quite rare to see tour dates from Jo Mango, but if she happens to be passing through your neck of the woods at any time, I highly recommend seeing this amazing talent with your own eyes. And that pretty little instrument you can hear is called a kalimba. It's like a little thumb piano. It's made of wood and metal. And if you're looking to pick up an easy musical instrument, this is one of the easiest around there. I'm not saying we're all going to be able to write tracks as beautiful as My Lung by Joe Mango, but you never know. It's really simple to pick up. You don't really need any previous musical knowledge. And I love that Joe has used it in this track to showcase melody. The final song in my March 2022 Love That Track playlist is Thinking With The Heart by Maranta. This was released on Paradise Palms Records, and this is by far my favourite track from one of Edinburgh's finest new emerging acts. I added this to a playlist when it first came out, and much like the Pinlight track, I was blown away every time it came on when I realised again and again that this was Maranta. I've known Gloria from the band kind of in a background way for many years now, and she's always doing something really cool and interesting musically, but I had no idea that this was what Callum and her were cooking up with this band. It's music to dance to. It's super cool. You could hear it in a venue or in a club. It's music with meaning and feelings, and there's a lot of attention to detail in the layering of this band's tracks. These guys love an arpeggiator, as do I, and I always think that adds a bit of a hypnotic vibe to electronic music. It's so great to see these guys doing well. They've gone from strength to strength, gathering some pretty dedicated fans along the way, and they've moved from labels recently. They started off with New Teeth, I believe, which is a Leaf-based label, New Teeth, and they've moved on to Lost Maps, which is essentially just the New Fence Records, for anybody that doesn't know. Maranta really do deserve to go as far as they want with this project, and I cannot wait to hear what they've got for us next. And that's a wrap for another month. As always, the links are in the show notes and descriptions. You can find me over on Instagram and continue the chat over there. And as this is International Women's Day, I've decided to drop you a playlist of some of my favourite non-Scottish women as well. I'm not going to chat about that one. Just know that I love all these songs. I love all these women. And I hope you find something you love too. Until then, thank you so much for listening, guys. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button and you'll be notified whenever a new episode is posted. Leith Festival Podcast Network. If you'd like to know more about Leith Festival, simply visit leithfestival.com. You can also hit the support button to make a donation or find out about volunteering opportunities and other ways that you can help us to help the community.